We welcome you back on the Cacique pregame show. Yesterday, we sat down with Ian Mahler for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. You heard part one then. Here's part two now. So it's year two for you in Frisco. What's been your emphasis or focus coming into this season, sophomore year here in Frisco?
I'll say on the catching side, just continue just to get better with throwing and keep being a good receiver and calling games, and then really just focusing on my hitting. I think that's like the main part that needs to get better, and just getting more barrel to balls, just having better at bats, more consistent at bats, and I mean just overall just hitting the ball better and harder. So that's been the main emphasis.
Do you have to change any part of the swing or the approach to get to that this offseason?
Not really changed too much. Maybe just more approach, hitting breaking balls better, things like that. And honestly, as like I feel like the more as I've gone up in the system, it's like the more simpler you have to keep hitting. So that's kind of what I learned, is just keeping it more simple.
Last year, you made a massive jump defensively. You had 10 errors back in 2024, shaved that down to just one last year, and then boosted the caught stealing as well. What was the key to that adjustment for you, you think?
I think knowing your pitchers is important, kind of knowing where they're going to kind of throw, maybe probably a breaking ball, especially like in the dirt, things like that. So I think knowing my pitchers, and then last year our catching coach Kavika, he was really good with helping me with blocking, and he helped me a lot with the throwing part, like my throwing program before the game, getting my arm stronger, getting my transfer better, and things like that. So I would say he helped me a lot with that last year.
For a young catcher out there that's maybe looking to either boost their blocking or, as you mentioned, the throwing, what's a drill that you really love that helped you?
From a blocking, I would just say the best part, or the best and simplest thing, is just get off a machine or get off somebody throwing and just get used to blocking. And I mean, blocking is probably the hardest part of catching. So just get a machine, start with knees down blocking, and then kind of get into your position blocking. And then with throwing, for me, it was my throwing program, like before the game, throwing with him, kind of just like making high intensity throws and just backspinning the baseball. So it was really just simple things for me, but it was like the small things that helped me get better at those.
One small thing that maybe you guys know more about than the fans is the changes that have coming with the disengagement rule. For you as a catcher, does that change anything in terms of controlling the running game?
Not too much, honestly. It is a little different. It is a little tougher from my standpoint. I mean, I still have to just make a good throw, a clean throw. And then I feel like our organization or our team really stresses the pitchers, like holding runners on. So I feel like our pitchers do a good job of that. So that makes my job a lot easier. So it will be a little different, maybe a little tougher. But, I mean, it doesn't really change too much on my end.
With Rough Riders catcher Ian Mahler here on the pregame show, back to the pitching staff for a second. What's your philosophy on calling pitches that guys are trying to develop versus calling them to try and get outs in a game?
Yeah, I think that's also something we kind of talk about before we go into a game or as the game goes on. But I think especially early in count, you're kind of going with your strengths, what you have to get ahead, and then it's kind of just picking spots as the lineup goes on of like, okay, this is a development pitch that you want to work on. I think this is a good spot to throw it. And we also, like I said, we talk about it before the games, like, hey, this guy might be like a good spot to where like maybe you should try to throw it. Or because, like you said, it's a development pitch. So I think just picking your spots to where it would be good to like try something new.
Last question for you, Ian. Are there specific pitches in general that stick out from this staff the most? Ones that are at the top of your mind as the best pitches that this staff has to offer?
There's a couple. I would say, well, Bormy yesterday, both of his pitches were really good. So that's at the top. Trinity slider's up there. Lopez's slider. Oh, man. Bullpen. Davalio slider and splitter. So off the top of my head, I'll probably just go with those right now.
A pretty good staff of sliders then.
Yeah, everybody throws a good slider here.
Well, that was Ian Mahler here on the pregame show. Ian, thank you for the time.
Thank you very much.
We'll keep things rolling on the Cacique pregame show. More to come after this short break, including starting lineups presented by Baylor Scott and White Health.